I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello everybody, welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello Scott.
Josh, a friend, we have reported on this a couple of times before, the most recent one being at the start of January when the new Switch model's name was the Nintendo Switch Ola, but the one doing the rounds now is the Super Nintendo Switch. Now it's interesting breaking all this stuff down, obviously pinch of salt time, obviously because we don't know anything officially just yet, but it does seem like the right kind of move for Nintendo. So this comes from Reset Era. There's a couple of leakers over on there called Nate the Hate and Zombie, who apparently are quite well known for a track record of getting things right in the past, plus there's the fact that Nintendo's entire Direct leaked quite recently, last week or whatever it was, showing that they do sort of have a prominent leaker somewhere in their midst getting things out there. So this started with people data mining the newer Switch games on the system and realizing that there is an additional console profile in the data mine that points to something alongside handheld and docked, some other sort of console profile, and that's where they're getting some of this information from. That's been removed from where it was initially posted. There's a whole big Reddit archive that we'll put a link onto that you can go and get lost in if you want to. But the stuff that's worth picking out of this is that Nintendo's secret weapon kind of thing for the new Switch is DLSS technology. Which is an NVIDIA thing. It stands for Deep Learning Super Sampling. And it's something that, once you start having a bit of a Google, it's a whole NVIDIA tech thing that basically up-reses games, upscales them too. So better frame rates, better resolution, without too much strain on the GPU. And that's apparently this big eye-widening thing that, you know, elevates something like the Nintendo Switch to be able to quote-unquote compete with the likes of the, you know, the Series systems, the Xbox side, or the PS5. And so, like, that's the thing that they assume it will be hinging a lot of the Super Switch's appeal on. This has all been written up as well by a user on Reddit called Longcock Johnson, which is just
brilliant.
It's all you need.
Brilliant.
In it. So
excellent.
I'm loving it. It reminds me of Shadows of the Damned with I think he's called Longcock Johnson.
That's like in Metal Gear Solid when you've got like Deep Throat. That's the undercover mole. You know what I mean? I feel like this is the equivalent of that, the internet equivalent.
The Longcock scandal. He writes up saying that the minimum power of this new Super Switch, it would have native power to match a base PS4, but it could then use DLSS to scale up to the likes of a 1X, bridging the gap between a Series S and a PS5, and then says that, you know, over time its maximum power could bring it more in line with a PS5, saying that it would sit more alongside a Series S, but it could get closer to the PlayStation 5. What do you think of this being the way for Nintendo to sort of bridge the gap between, you know, the low power that they have for the Switch, but also going like, well, we can do 4K60 as well?
I mean, I don't know how much they necessarily need it, you know what I mean? I mean, it's going to be cool to have another Switch model out that can, you know, lay claim to rival the next generation of the PS5 and the Xbox or whatever, but at the same time, it just kind of feels almost like a half step, and it's always felt like Nintendo's consoles, like, graphically have never been in the same realm as PlayStation 5, as Sony or Microsoft, and it's always kind of been like a generation behind, you know, when we were moving on to 4K with PlayStation, they were getting like 1080p and stuff like that, you know, but I mean, I think it's quite a nice way to, like you said, bridge that gap without having to break away entirely from the Switch, because the Switch is doing so well and you don't need to retire that system yet and move on to something entirely new. And I mean, you know, in the past, it's not like they've been against making different iterations of their machines. You know, we recently, you know, like the 2DS or the the Switch the handheld new 3DS. One that I've completely forgotten. Yeah, stuff like that. So it's, yeah, it makes sense. Will it interest me massively? I don't know. With Nintendo, for me, it's always in the games. And, you know, not to harp on it again, but we weren't exactly blown away by their recent Direct. But if they had, like, a marquee title to come out with this to sell with it, it would get me interested in potentially retiring the Switch I have now and moving on to something a bit more powerful and ultimately a bit more future-proof.
I tell you what as well, saying that whole thing about their slate looking a bit empty, we know the likes of Bayonetta 3 are still to come. We know that Metroid Prime 4 is coming. But if they, because that was the whole, I mean, Breath of the Wild 2, there's obviously these big IPs that are sort of barely being talked about right now. But if this is the way that they go, where it's a sort of more, you know, iterative Switch enhancement, where you can still go, hey, look, don't worry, if you have the original version of the Switch, it's still going to be able to play all these games. And the only thing you're really getting if you upgrade is better resolution, better frame rate, which so far a lot of the new, like, you know, the current next whatever generation has being, is being hung on those things anyway. Especially on the Xbox side. And I like the idea of them embracing something that, for me, Xbox is knocking out the park in regards to, like, you know, you play any old game. Like, I've been playing Sonic Adventure 1 and 2, and it just runs so much better on the Xbox. I know that it's slightly insane, but I had to give an old example. And still, but that's the whole thing. They, you know, if you have a Series X or an S, it does upscale stuff, you know, to a degree where it is genuinely surprising. Like, SSX 3 at, like, 120 frames a second or whatever, it's just gorgeous. So I like the idea of them embracing that side of things.
Yeah.
The worry that I have is that the Switch for me does not have a very good handheld battery life, and the more that you go down that route, I mean, it's fine, but it was like, if you play Breath of the Wild on the go, you only really get about 3 to 4 hours out of it. It always depends on what you're playing. But for me, you know, if they upgrade the screen, for example, they make that like a 1080p screen or whatever, I just don't think it'll last. I would rather they, you know, did the enhanced battery tech with the older model screen, because for me, the screen isn't the problem, like, if it's going to go handheld. Yeah. And I guess that also ties into the fact that if they're pushing for power and 4K resolutions and stuff, that's not going to matter if the majority of the player base is still using handheld.
Well, it's interesting because I mostly play my Switch in handheld. It's only recently that I've started to play games docked, so I've never really experienced the likes of Breath of the Wild to be as visually appealing as they could be on a big screen. Because, man, I don't know why. Like, I've been through this before, but, you know, I never got handheld gaming before the Switch, and then suddenly I was completely taken away by it. So for me personally, as someone who plays on a handheld a bit more, I wouldn't mind sacrificing maybe some of that battery life for a bit of an added push to the screen. But ultimately, I do like the idea of what you were talking about there, of these older games, you know, being up-res, being improved, having their performance boosted, because I think that's something that Nintendo kind of falls down a lot on. You know, it has this great back catalog, but until it does, you know, HD re-releases, you don't really get a chance to play them on the modern machines. And even then, they might slap on some arbitrary date where it's suddenly going to go off sale, like the Mario 3D All-Stars game, you know?
So, well, yeah, I mean, that's going to be running out in March, but it's like, I keep forgetting that's even happening, but that's so really Nintendo. Too.
Yeah, but this would be a step in the right direction for me personally. And, you know, you could say that, well, why didn't they mention anything at the Nintendo Direct? But it's clear that they have, you know, way more projects in development than they let on there. They're keeping a lot of cards close to their chest. You know, they didn't, well, they mentioned Breath of the Wild 2, but they were like, we'll have information for you later on. We know there are other Zelda games, HD remasters of Zelda games coming as well later on in the year that they didn't mention at all there. So they've obviously got a lot in the works for this year. It's just, when are they going to show it to us, and how are they going to sell people this, you know, upgraded machine? Like, what's going to be the USP?
Yeah, like, this would be the, like, you know, like, obviously it's in the data mine thing, but this would be their third iteration of the Switch within, like, 3 to 4 years, in terms of when the vast majority got their systems as well. And if you just got a Switch Lite, then realize that if you held on another couple of years and you could have got the one that did the 4K as well as being handheld, that's always something that they need to try and navigate. And I think, like you said, Nintendo have a history of doing this. Like, there's all the different versions of the DS, like the new 3DS. Like, every time they do something that's really nefarious, we just kind of go, ah, Nintendo. But, like, it is really annoying. Like, the whole thing with the, like you said, the Mario 35th anniversary only being available, it ends next month or something. The 3DS, they added the fact that it could emulate old school SNES games, but only on the new 3DS. So if you just bought one, which you'll want to do, then they didn't put it in. It's like, it's a game from 30 years ago, just make it available. And so I think they probably will just steamroll ahead with, like, this is the new version. It plays Breath of the Wild 2. 4K, and it's another £400-£500 if you want it. Me as well, I would probably be a sucker for this thing, because my 2017 Switch is just completely falling apart. Like, it's just the fan. It sounds like, and this is such a reference, it sounds like Michael's Bike Desert Storm in Alan Partridge. It just sounds like just
What deep cut you've gone for there? Could have gone for anything with me.
Yeah, for those who are sticking around this long into the news video, hopefully you're also Alan Partridge fans. If not, that'll just sound as insane as playing Sonic Adventure in 2021. But that's
a little bit.
That's what it is.
A little bit. A little bit, Scott.
But yeah, let us know what you think down in the comments below. Would you buy a new Nintendo Switch if it was capable of 4K details and it could upscale all your games? Or are you satisfied enough with the one that you have? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.